All right, in studio this morning.
Yes, sir.
Following on the heels of the announcement yesterday, Amanda McKinney, who used to come in here on a fairly regular basis, and we just loved it when you did, lady. Yeah. It was so much fun. We learned all the time about the real estate industry. You were one of our great regular guests. You've been busy. You decided that with the retirement of Mike Leda that you were going to take... Oh, Mike Johnson's going, marmalade.
I know, I just read that.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
It was, it's language for mind picture. That's all. Jeez. Anyway, Amanda put her name in the process to be nominated, to be selected in the interim, how do I say this, to fill the remaining time of Mike Leda on the Yakima County Commission District 1. You were a finalist down to three. And for those of us that were looking in from the outside, Amanda, we all thought, wow, this is a pretty good crew here. I think we're going to be well served whichever way this goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Ms. Vicki Baker got the nod. And some people might just think that all things being equal, this is kind of Lance and I brainstorming off the thing. I said, like, well, either one of those ladies would have been fantastic. Vicky's in there. Okay, so full speed ahead. But lo and behold, you pop right back up and say, wait a minute.
I never left.
You never left. So tell us about your decision. And you know, we didn't necessarily get to hear a lot of the comparatives side by side with you and Vicki and what you do versus what she do and how it would work. So tell us about your decision. And then what's kind of your vision should you get on the commission?
Yeah, well, and that's exactly why I'm doing this, because we didn't, the general voter and public did not get that option. This was a process that was inside of the party, and I was glad to take part of it. I, you know, came in kind of late, and there were some who came in even later than I. But it was a very small process, and I'm a person who likes to get the message out, and I hit the ground running and met with as many of these precinct committee officers as possible. And as soon as I did, I was able to speak with them one-on-one, and they felt the energy and the drive and the passion, and they could see that there was a vision there, and I think their shared vision of what we want for Yakima County, and that is representation from our demographics that are younger, but also that are business-minded, that have a connection to the law enforcement community, which I think why Nolan was just so great as well. Mm-hmm. My father is retired now, but I was raised in the law enforcement community. He's a retired police officer and an FFL dealer for 42 years, so I was raised in the kind of household that certainly had reverence for our laws and our nation, and I carry that through me, you know, with me today. The biggest thing that I walked away with was, well, if I had started earlier in that process, I think it would have been a different outcome, certainly.
Sure, sure.
And so when I looked at the next step, seeing kind of where the chips were going to lie, yeah, this is something I need to go ahead and just start right away, get out there, get the message out there, and gives me all that much more time to meet with people, listen to what they want to see happening in government, utilize the tools that I will introduce when I'm on that commissioner's board. And that is a number one. We got to focus on transparency and ease of access. You know, one of the biggest things we can do is live stream the commissioners' meetings, perhaps post them on the website so that people can watch them.
Sure.
I think that'd be a great thing. And, you know, and be able to make it easy so they can see what's going on. I would love to see the ending of the sweeping consent agendas. I don't believe we get a chance to really see the dialogue between the commissioners and really understand why a decision is being made. And there's nothing else out there telling us why, which is why the second thing I think we need to do, most importantly, is introduce a social media presence. Number one, the county has to be at the forefront of marketing our county, period, to our neighbors. But two, the constituents, our voters, need to understand why, what is happening. Nothing should ever be a surprise to our voters.
Lance Tormey, by cracky, I think she's talking about dragging the county kicking and screaming into the 21st century.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy smokes.
Exactly.
It's like putting cameras in the Supreme Court. Heresy. Blasphemy.
That's right.
You know, that is kind of a dusty old system. I mean, it served us well when it served us well. But it's 2020, right?
Well, yeah. Well, and again, going back to the process, I think the most important thing I would like to say is, you know, because it was such a small process, you know, it was decided by 37 people. 37 is not a big number compared to the over 120,000 registered voters we have in our county. So again, it just seemed to me that, all right, we went through this process. And I will say, when the commissioners made their announcement, they were complimentary of all three of us.
Sure.
For the reasons that you just stated. Absolutely. All qualified and capable. But they also said that it was like choosing between children.
Yeah.
Choice. Yeah. And that they were glad that there was going to be this election process so that the people could decide.
Right.
And that's, so for me, yeah, it's a great, I think both of them would have been a great pick. I'm just saying, I think I bring a lot more energy and ideas, the connection to the law enforcement community and a marketing and business background. And truly, we have a young population. So our voting block, it tends to be in the older age group, but the people who are living in our county, 30% of them roughly are 18 and under. Our average age is 33. That means those are young people going to school and young people having young families. And I do believe they want to see representation on the board. It is, you know, here we met today. I was sweating a 2-hour delay. Because what am I going to do with my 6-year-old? I'm supposed to go on the radio. Those are real life experiences that I will walk into that building every day with, knowing that that's who I'm representing, the people who have to deal with real life struggles of raising a young family in our county.
Very well said. I would expect nothing less from you because that's how you roll. But that's the point. A lot of times people want to, especially when you don't have the partisan divide to point to, when it just becomes people and ideas and stuff that, you know, that I'm better than they, or they didn't do a good job. And so, I mean, that's kind of normally what you get with politics.
Staying away from that. No, it's just something new, something that's, listen, I'm a conservative and I have great reverence for our founding fathers and what their ideas were. And I do believe that they wanted people who were in the midst of their careers to go and serve and go back from where they came.
Right.
And because leadership is actually representation. Right, you're not always leading the charge without actually talking to people and finding out what it is that you want them to represent in your decision making process. So,
right.
I look at it that way. But I'm just really excited to be able to do some very simple things to make a big impact on the view, how people view our county, how is it working. Most importantly, we have an image problem, and I think that it makes a big difference when we've got someone up there who walks the walk, talks the talk, is out there really marketing our county. When people come up to McCormick here to get off their big jets and come decide if they're going to invest here, we're going to make it happen. And I obviously have a customer service mindset, and I've had one-on-one customer service skills for nearly 20 years at this point. Well, if you count my bartending days in college, probably a lot longer. but being able to relate to people, to be able to be personable and really have conversations where they feel heard and valued, that is the kind of customer service that I think we need to improve upon in the county. And I can't think of a more important place to do that than our permitting, our planning and permitting. We've got an issue. Anyone who works with planning and permitting knows that we're not meeting the benchmarks. We have to be known as the best place, the easiest place to do business.
Do business. Exactly.
And we have to bend over backwards because our competitors, Walla Walla, Wenatchee, Tri-Cities, Moses Lake, they're doing it. They're killing it right now. So we have to work hard to be the very best to flip the switch on the dialogue of what it means to be from Yakima County, what it means to invest with Yakima County, because we have a lot to offer.
Well, and that takes, as you say, a constant energy. That's not the kind of job that you can watch the river bring issues to you. You got to be out there churning the water.
Absolutely. And I bring that constant energy. That's the whole point of doing this, is to bring energy to the job.
Well, you know, here's the irony. This is the one point that I'll point out. The irony of Amanda's candidacy. Okay. As a person who's worked in the mortgage industry and all of that, she can get you the best house, and yet her husband lives in a box part of the time of the year, right?
That's right.
Incongruity of her hubby there in a cardboard box in front of Ray's, when she can get him the best house in the valley, that I don't understand.
You know, well, you bring up a good point that, you know, we've been very committed to the community for a long time. My husband and I, our entire family, the McKinney family, and we believe that private-public partnerships are the way to go. That is the way of the future. We need to focus more on that. I can think of all the great things around the county that that bring services to people who need it most. There's probably a Rotarian there, a Kwanian, you know, the Lions. There are people there who are willing to roll up their sleeves. All of our great nonprofits, which are bolstered by the support of the community.
Sure.
That to us is huge. Government should be limited. That is the role of the citizens, to help their neighbors. We believe passionately about that. Even if it means taking the kids out of school and hanging out there. And that's to really shine light on issues that other families are really facing.
We've always been
impressed with first Mr. Carpenter's commitment and then your husband's commitment and family's commitment to doing that kind of thing. There is an article in today's Yakima Herald Republic that should you get onto the commission, Amanda, this voting rights concern. I don't know if you had a chance to see that yet today.
I just saw, real quick on Facebook, I read the article that they had posted. I don't know if it was the full article.
Concerned that the a lack of representation leads to underinvestment in Latino communities, exacerbates racial inequalities that persist in our county. That Latino voters can't elect the candidates of their choice. Thoughts in general, obviously this is the early stages of this. It seems to me it's like ACLU, Kamakalan 2.0, versus what the city went through. Any general reaction to
My initial reaction, and like you, I mean, I read it real quick about 30 minutes before walking in the door. What I jumped down to were the solutions that the options that they were provided, and they were, you know, essentially countywide votes for the seats. To me, I looked at the districts as an opportunity to, if District 1, so the position that I'm running for, encompasses a much greater heavily populated area, so Yakima and Sela and Natchez, and then the other districts are representing the lower valley and the east side where it's less populous. Mm-hmm. My initial reaction was that the solution provided would, you know, potentially disenfranchise even more, because I just envision that it would be very difficult from someone who is living in Granger to be able to go head-to-head with someone, you know, from a larger populous area who maybe, you know, has a greater presence because of their business or whatever. And it might be harder for them to get the message out countywide. I think it also makes it more expensive to run a countywide election for if you're running for to represent, you know, your neighbors in let's say, the Lower Valley.
Isn't it interesting that the solution or the problem in Yakima was a citywide vote, and that the solution for the county might be a countywide vote, which is
I think too. My initial thought too was that it's unfortunate. Anytime a voting bloc feels disenfranchised, I don't know about you, but I feel disenfranchised. I have felt disenfranchised because Olympia and our governor doesn't represent me. And I think that and there are people who are working hard because they've got the idea of dividing the state even. And I look at that and, you know, to each their own. If they want to work hard for something they're passionate about it, I support that fully. I look at my role as trying to increase the message of the Republican Party to be able to appeal to more voters. If we continue to divide, what happens in 100 years when people in that smaller group decide that they no longer are seeing eye to eye, and then they're going to divide further? So I see it as becoming eventually more divisive. And the other thing is then you have redundancies in government, which is more expensive because just inherently you're going to have several municipalities next door and, you know, different people get paid different money. And
I want a pool.
It gets really costly. So those were just my initial thoughts.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't think it's going to go away. So we will be chatting about this down the road. Is it a 1-year appointment? So the actual election then is the next year?
It's this year. Yeah, so filing is this May.
Okay.
Yeah, wanted to go ahead and get her going right now and get out there. I've got a website already up, amandamckinney.us. You can also follow the Facebook page. We're going to be promoting Yakima. It's going to be content about Yakima. If you've got ideas, you can get there, share it. My cell phone's out there, 833-4857. I've had a public cell phone for almost 20 years. Call me. I would love to meet with you. That's the whole point. The whole point is to get out there and meet with people. I would love to go into that filing office, wherever it may be. I'm not even sure which office it is down the county. But when that happens in May, I would love to show that there's a groundswelling support for qualified and capable, yes, but also high energy, very business savvy, strong ties to law enforcement, and really focused on customer service.
Well, you're going to be, I'm in your district, so I'll probably be bombarding you regularly.
I've got a business card to give you.
2 a.m. Amanda, I just had an idea. Thank you for your time this morning.
No, thank you.
We wish you well. We'll be following the campaign. I'm sure you'll be in here a time or two before it's all said and done.
Yes, sir.
I like what you're saying about promoting us and trying to get everybody on board with what we can be and not lamenting what we are or haven't become. And so go get them, Tiger.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You bet. Guys.